Hello, friends. Welcome to my first ever podcast on She Is Sacred. I don't know if I have to say hello every single time we get together, but nonetheless, hello and welcome. I'm glad you're here. My podcast is being launched in the middle of our global pandemic that we are all facing, and I thought, what else is there to do right now than this? So today, I am bringing to you my thoughts on a journal prompt that I got from my journal written by Michelle Obama. It's called Becoming. It's a really great journal if you would like something to help you self-reflect, discover, grow, and essentially just becoming the person you desire. So the journal prompt today was, how do you plan on contributing to the world, and what are some steps that you can take to help that happen this year? And as I was reflecting on what it is that I want to contribute to the world and how I'm going to do that, I have learned over this past year that you can really do anything that you feel called to. Whatever you feel is your purpose, to serve the world, serve others, whatever your gift is that you bring to this world, you can do whatever you want. However, doing is not the answer. If you are only focusing on what you're doing and what you're giving, you're being very short-sighted when it comes to this kind of reflection. So what I'm encouraging you guys to do today is to dive a little deeper with me. When you are trying to offer things to the world, you can only give as deep and as wide as you have gone into yourself. If you are operating in a place that is shallow or empty or underdeveloped, then the works that you are offering the world are often going to manifest in the same way. So what I mean by that is having a servant's heart, or your art, or your music, or your writings, or your practices, they can only be as deep as you have allowed yourself to discover. And you have great capacity within yourself to expand and to deepen and widen, but you have to be willing to go within to find those places. So as I was reflecting on this, I realized the answer isn't, what am I going to do right now that can help people during this pandemic, that is going to save them, that's going to give them the answers they need to get through this? Because I can only affect those around me as deep and as whole and complete as I am myself within. So my answer to what we are facing right now and how I'm going to contribute to the world around me and the things that we are facing is by continuing to look within, to continue my awakening, to continue to expand my view of God in the universe, to open my heart and continue to heal the dark places that are within me. And I'm going to continue growing the energy fields that are in me with positivity and light and tending to those areas within myself, because the deeper I go within, the more I am able to contribute on the outside. And so that's just what I want to leave you with and encourage you with today. Focus less on the exact tangible thing that you are going to give to the world, and instead take some time to look within, reflect, and look beyond. Look within and expand. And as you expand, you are creating more room for you to offer and contribute more to the world around you. So I hope you found that helpful today. And as these episodes continue, I'm sure we will continue to grow deeper together. And please feel free to share with me how you were doing this in your own life so we can learn from each other. And I look forward to seeing you next time on She is Sacred.